the well system, which will be on the northeast corner of the property. That's where the well will be, and I think that's in there as well. The septic will be on the southeast because that's the lay of the land kind of flows from the northeast to the southwest, so all the septic will be on that side. Let me see, what else? So that's pretty much what we're working on. We have plans to build a rather expensive and large home in the back, so we wouldn't be putting, you know, $300,000 or $400,000 in our own money into a home when, you know, if we put something kind of unsightly at the front of the property. So we're not going to do anything that's not going to be nice. So
Devin, were you involved with that site inspection?
Yeah, I was, by phone.
By phone?
I drove by it, but the supervisor went and looked at it today and called me about it.
And seemed to think that it was, the entrance would be in a safe area?
It would be approved.
Yeah. Okay. And it says phase one, 6 campsites. What's the total that you'd be asking for?
Well, the total is 36. I don't see us getting there because, from my understanding, you're allowed to have 18 per acre in Taney County. So the 2 acres would be a total of 36. We kind of want to, you know, see how it plays out with the 5 or 6 first. And then if it goes well, we want them to be spread out. So maybe at most 15 or 20 at most over the whole 2 acres. Because we want to keep all the trees at the front of the road to keep a barrier from the highway. One, for just traffic, and two, just because it adds the, you know, invitingness to the campground itself. So we don't want the campers to be on top of each other like they are when you pull into most campgrounds that you see, you know, around town now. So, not that any of them are bad, but some of them could be better. So,
that's. Where would your wood shop be?
The wood shop, if you look, in it will be kind of where that trailer house sits on the picture, but straight along that line, more in the middle of the property from right to left, and obviously 25 feet off of the borderline of the property. I do wood working, cabinetry and things of that nature. So it'd be a 30 by 40 shop.
I noticed you mentioned Sycamore Church Road. You referenced it as a highway.
That's just
several times.
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
Yeah.
People drive exceedingly fast down that road.
Right. The speed limit is 35.
Your
voice. True.
Have you talked to the people of Water District Number 3?
Yes, Ed Young. I spoke with him, and he sent me an email, and I have that too. I think I might have had a copy.
How
one
far
of
away are their lines? Do you know?
4,000 feet. So he said no plans of coming that far north, and I was kind of hoping they were, because that would have saved me quite a bit in the well. For the public access water system, but that's not going to happen.
Yeah, he wrote a letter, Dave. Ed Young.
Thank you.
Any other questions for the applicant? Hearing none, let's, do we have anybody in the audience that's signed up to speak for the application, in favor of it? Opposed to the application that's signed up? Okay, do you guys have a game plan of who wants to go first, or we can just start on this side? And
I mean, I'll go first, I guess.
Okay, we'll start down here.
I'm being told to, so, you know, I might as well.
All right.
I apologize if I'm a little all over the place. My husband just got in a car accident, so I came straight here from the hospital. So he was very passionate about this, so he made me come.
Ma'am, your name?
Ashley McConnell. And we live in, some people call it Horizon Hills, some people call it Meadow Ridge. We live on 248 Mesquite Drive, which is a little ways away from the proposed campground, but is in that subdivision that is, you know, close to the campground, if you see it up there. I think it's...
Here's
point.
Mesquite.
Yeah,
here's Mesquite.
So here's the entrance to our neighborhood is right here. Then you go around and we're over here on Mesquite Drive. But anyways, I wrote a little something so I didn't lose my train of thought. But
I've come to this meeting, obviously, to present our concerns that we have for these RV sites that are being proposed. Currently, Sycamore Church Road has little to no traffic throughout the week. It's actually, to my opinion, kind of quiet. But along this road, there are several homes, neighborhoods, and small businesses. And by placing a campground along this road, we would see an increase in the amount of traffic going in and out daily. And this road encompasses a lot of turns, curves, and hillage, making it really difficult for certain types of vehicles to navigate, and one of those being an RV, trailer, or fifth wheel. As stated above, this road is very light on the amount of traffic being produced daily and is one of the many reasons people choose to live in this area, specifically us. And our neighborhood in specific is very quiet and is an area away from the heavy foot traffic of tourists. By placing a campground next door, we are immersing ourselves in the fast-paced environment of those tourists, which is not what we want by any means. Alongside that, we would be subjecting our neighborhood to be an area for those vehicles to turn around in if they miss their turn for that campground. And this, again, would disrupt our neighborhood and produce more traffic interruptions as there is little visibility entering Sycamore Church Road as it stands currently. Aside from the traffic is a concern for safety of our children. Sycamore Church Road has school buses going in and out daily as it encompasses numerous, and I can emphasize this enough, numerous bus stops on the Branson School District route, specifically our neighborhood being one of them. By allowing a campground to open on the main road in the route, we would see interruptions in their daily routes and risks being imposed on school bus drivers. Sycamore Church Road is already dangerous enough with it being with its low width, and there's no shoulder currently for vehicles to pull over, and it has low visibility around every corner. With a campground, we would see recreational vehicles trying to pull in and out daily onto Sycamore Church Road with little to no warning to the drivers already on the road currently. This is an issue for all drivers, but school bus drivers specifically transporting numerous children, mine being one of those. Another concern many, if not all, homeowners have is the value of our home. And placing a campground right next door to our neighborhood or closely to it bears the issue of lessening the value of our home. As a first-time home buyer, we see a campground as a deterrent for those looking to purchase a home, those especially with a family. And by lessening the value of homes in the area, we would see the market shift, making those currently living there stuck without a say if needed or wanted. All in all, my husband and I feel this location is not a good fit for tent camping and RV sites. While we support small businesses, we feel there are other areas surrounding us that would be welcome, that this would be welcomed with open arms. I really appreciate your time and willingness to listen to our concerns, but I hope you keep these in mind when you're making your decision.
Thank you. Since we started here, is there next row back? Anyone that signed up to speak? Sir, you want to come on up?
Good evening. My name is James Webb. I live at 111 Sierra Lane in Middle Ridge. Just in the conversation this evening, it's already been mentioned that the Tenney County Road and Bridge has taken a look at this site, and it would be approved as far as having adequate ingress, regress. And would that include any type of widening of that road? Because as it stands right now, one RV in the ditch is going to block that whole road. And so I don't know if there is a designated plan for this area or improvements on that road, but that would be my question. Thank you.
You're welcome. Next. Good evening.
I'm Sam Dieter, and I live at 100 Shadow Lake Drive, also in Meadow Ridge neighborhood. As a small business owner in the hospitality industry in this area, I'm always, very in favor of growth in that area. However, that being said, as has been mentioned, I am concerned about the safety on that road. I would kind of disagree with a previous comment. I think there's already a lot of traffic on that road. There are 285 homes in Meadow Ridge alone, not to mention the other subdivision that's through Commerce Park. I don't know how many homes are back there, and as was mentioned earlier, now there are, I believe, duplexes that have already been approved. So we're just adding more and more traffic to that road. As was previously mentioned, there's little to no shoulder on that road. It's very narrow and curvy. I actually have a picture of a Branson school bus sideways on that road during an ice storm, which we know the Branson school buses rarely get out in ice storms. So it really concerns me what will happen when there are numerous trailers and RVs going in and out of that site. I do have to commend Ronnie. He's with what he's done so far, he's done a good job of creating a barrier, and so that's encouraging. Not knowing exactly how it's going to develop, and like I said, most importantly, being concerned about the condition of the road and the width of the road and large vehicles going in and out of that, I think would be a huge safety concern. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Was that same road there when you purchased your house? How many houses in that subdivision when you purchased?
When I first purchased my house, there were probably about 270 in it. Because I'm actually on the very last street. Mills Hollow is actually back behind us, and there's more houses back there.
So the width of the road didn't deter
you? Actually, around the time that I bought it, they took out two. There used to be a real sharp S-curve, and they straightened it out a little bit. And so, no, as a residential road, which is basically what it is now, I wasn't concerned about it at that point.
Thank you. Anyone else in the middle section? Last row, sir, are you signed up?
Hi, my name is John Lee. I'm at 280 Meadow Ridge. I used to own part of an RV park out west, and the entrance and exit on this is, it just seems to be, I don't know if what the county would require for widening that or for, you said it's ample for what it is now, but just driving past there every day and looking at that and wondering, okay, so you're going to get a 40-footer with a 20-foot pickup pulling, swinging in there or swinging out. Seems to me there should be shoulders there somewhere, some widening going on somewhere. If you figure just our area, 285 homes, two cars, going in and out. I would bet that you're close to 1,000 cars a day, just going in and out of there already. So there's a fair amount of traffic already, and speed limit may be 35, but it is common, and myself probably included, that we don't see 35. We might see 50. So anyway, it's. And did you say that county says that you can have 19 per acre? Did I hear that? 18 per acre? So an acre is about 208 by 208. So you're going to allow 18 stacked next to each other on an acre, 208, 208? That is, seems pretty tight, like really tight. So... I commend him for wanting to start a business. I have no issue with that. I've had a couple businesses. But it just seems that it would be really, if in fact there's 36 going in there on 2 acres, wow, that'd be really tight. And are these going to be long-term rentals or long-term residents there, or are they going to be in and out? Maybe I can have some clarification on that. So is this really going to be an RV park or RV home where people are there, all the time? So just some thoughts. Thank you.